Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Now, let's be honest. Content has never been so important. And there are many different ways that you can do this. Obviously, you might just be someone who loves creating content to just share it with like-minded people in your online communities. Or you might be starting out and have an idea for a business that you want to grow. Maybe it's a service. Maybe you're an interior designer that you're at the very early stages of starting out your interior design business or your styling business. Maybe you've got a decluttering or organizing business, something along those lines, and you need to create content and get your ideas out there. And of course, if you're growing a business, if you're slightly more established, it is essential that you are not only creating content, but that you're creating content that really connects with people. And on the highest level, that it's going viral, because that's the most powerful way that you can really grow your business. It instantly takes you to thousands upon thousands, sometimes tens of thousands more people that you could ever reach in any other way. Now, lots of people are experimenting with Facebook ads, with Pinterest ads and all of those things, which, you know, they have their role and they have their place, but you get one piece of viral content and you can reach so many people and you don't have to pay for it at all. You know, it's just taking on this life of its own. I know myself that I have created pieces of content that have gone to hundreds of thousands of people. I have created content that has gone viral on Pinterest. You know, I've had reels that have gone crazy on Instagram. And just those couple of things have actually done more for the growth on my Instagram than when I have sometimes had features in magazines or even on blogs and design websites. So it really is a way to cut through and get to far more people than you ever thought possible. And it is a really important thing for you to think about in relation to how you choose to show up and how you can connect with your audience. So I'm going to share with you, as I said, five different ways that you need to really rethink how you create viral content. Now, the first is that you need to be intentional. It's quite possible that you're spending far too much time just winging it and sort of doing a little bit of a slapdash, you know, just trying, oh, I'll quickly post this today. If you're posting on, say, Instagram, or if you have maybe, you know, a website or a newsletter and throwing something together, but you actually have to really think about what you're creating and why you're creating, because, you know, it doesn't have to be hard and you don't have to spend lots of time doing this, but just to have a clear vision for what you want for your product or service or your business. And then you really need to break it down into the steps so that you can easily take action on them to make it happen. And this applies to the content you create just as much as the business that you're trying to build. So you need to really think about it in terms of, what am I trying to share? Why am I trying to share it? And when you start to answer those kinds of questions, then it really helps you get clear on why you're showing up, because otherwise, what really is the point? So you need to create some pillars for your content. And this is something that I outline in my course, the Styling Masterclass, because I've got a whole new training that I've added to the course all about creating content and how to do it easily. I've tried so many different methods over the years, you know, the types of different apps that I've used and trying to do it within like a spreadsheet and using project management tools and all different ways. So I finally found a way that works for me and that integrates different elements of my business as well. But it doesn't matter where you're on at your journey, the simple concepts still apply. And the more that you break it down, then the easier it is for you to create content. And then because you're not then trying to think, what am I trying to post? Then what happens is that you can actually get more creative with the ideas of what you are sharing. So you're not sort of so busy caught up in the, oh gosh, I don't even know what I'm going to post today. That is not even a consideration. That's not even on your mind. But instead, what you can do is be really intentional about what you're actually going to share and what's going to be the image and what's going to be the text or the content or the idea that you're going to be sharing with your audience. So like I said, the more that you start to get intentional about it, then the more that you're not going to have to sort of really be on the back foot all the time. And it's really important that, you know, you're not treating it as a hobby. You really need to go professional. This is something that I wrote about in my book Style, was this idea of going professional. And even if you use this idea within your own home and you don't necessarily have a business yet, maybe it's just a little seed of an idea that you have, but it's really important that if you have something within you that really wants to explore some kind of creative idea and take it out into the world, then you need to start treating that idea and your work around it as a professional to get the results that you want. So the second point that you really need to consider and the idea that you need to rethink when it comes to viral is that you need to be consistent. Now, I know that sometimes it can feel like a drag when people talk about, oh, be consistent. And you think, oh gosh, I really, you know, I've got all these other things that I need to do. And this is not how I want to be spending my time. But the reason that this is important is because what happens when you're consistent with the content that you create is that you start to see patterns of what works. You have enough data to make a good decision about what you should do next. And if you're not creating consistently enough, then you don't actually have enough context about what to post and what's going to work and what can potentially really resonate with people and go viral. So you need to really be consistent. And the other sort of almost like flip side of this is that if you're not consistent, then your audience is going to lose interest. So they will stop showing up if you stop showing up. And if you really can't be bothered to show up and make an effort, then why should they? So you need to give them a compelling reason to want to be able to follow you and be on this journey with you. The third idea that you really need to rethink in relation to creating viral content is that you really need to focus on who you're helping. It can be very easy to fall into the trap of just doing what's easy or what's convenient for you or you know, what you like even. But if you have a product or service, maybe you've got an Airbnb and you're trying to attract, you know, more people for bookings. I know that within Australia right now, you know, we've had a big drop off on local bookings because now the world has opened up. Everyone's traveling overseas. So if you've got an Airbnb business and you're really trying to get more bookings in this quieter period, then you really need to get clear on who your audience is and what problem they have and how you can help them with what you offer to them. And, you know, otherwise you're going to have wasted a huge amount of time, money, and effort having built up your business, having decked out your Airbnb or whatever it is within your business, or, you know, all the money that you've spent on your website or your branding or whatever those things are for you, the photo shoots. Well, if you're not making a conscious effort to really understand who your audience is and how you can help them, well, you're not going to have a business. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is the basic understanding of any business, is that you have to know who is your audience or your customer and what problem are you trying to solve for them? Because why should they show up otherwise? You know, there's different ways that you can connect with them. You can entertain them or inspire them, but you really need to know that where are they right now and respond to them in that way. Now, the fourth idea when it comes to creating viral content, and an idea that you need to rethink, is that you don't need to reinvent the wheel. In fact, what you can do is just reverse engineer the process to create viral content. So let me break this down for you. Basically, all around you is viral content. Most likely, you follow a bunch of accounts that are already creating viral content. You've probably consumed it yourself. You've probably come across a post that has gone viral in some way. If you have ever clicked on an image or a post on your Explore page on Instagram, most likely that's been served up because it's viral in some way. Or even just because of the very nature of the algorithm, you know, anything that comes up on the top of your feed is something that is being brought to you because lots of people have engaged with it. They've either saved it, or they've shared it, or they've commented on it. And that has come to you because lots of other people have responded to it. So have a look at those accounts, the ones that are your favorites. And you can easily look at something like their reels to get an idea of, you know, which are the reels that people are looking at the most, they're playing the most, and they're commenting or liking the most. You can see those statistics when you look at somebody else's reels and have a look, which are the ones that have done the best. And obviously, you need to think about that in relation to your style and the way that you might approach it, but look at what has worked for them. And you can reverse engineer that result for yourself. So you don't need to start from scratch. You don't need to reinvent the wheel, but just have a look at what has really helped and resonated for them, and find a way that you can create something similar for your audience, your message, your product or service, or what you're trying to share and put out into the world. Now, the fifth way that you can really create viral content and really need to rethink this idea of, you know, what you're putting out there, is that you really need to stop hiding who you are and use your unique voice. Now, it's one thing, as I said, to sort of have a look at somebody else's feed and get inspiration and see the way that they have approached the way that they have created something. But you really need to create anything, whether it's your home, whether it's the content that you put on social media, whatever it is, even the way that you create for clients, you need to do it in your own unique voice, because no one is interested in a copy or an imitation. That is going to land flat. And that is the opposite of viral content. Nobody wants to see the same thing that they've seen a million times before. That is not viral content worthy. You really need to think about, how can I approach this differently with my own voice, the things that matter to me, the things that really I feel very passionate about. And we all have a different take on something, and you really need to connect with what that is for you. So tap into that, because people won't stick around, you know, if they can get something everywhere else. You know, you need to be something that is different and unique and captivating. And the way that you approach your idea or your content or whatever it is that you create, when you do it through the things that you love, then it will really stand out. And just on this point, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of talk about people saying, like, I don't like reels, I'm so overseeing reels. And look, I get that there are some types of reels that are definitely not for me, and I'm not interested in those either. However, I love video. I love film. I love the creativity of moving image and text overlay. I think it can be done beautifully. I think it can be done in a sophisticated way. I think it can be done in a Wes Anderson way. You know, like there are so many different ways that you can approach something. It can be done in a cinematic way. There are so many different ways that you can approach something. So don't dismiss something just because it feels uncomfortable for you. Think about, well, what is it that I love? You know, is it that you love dressing up, or is it that you love film, or do you love music, or do you love text? I mean, I'm always experimenting with different ways to create content that will really resonate with people. Recently on one of the blog posts that, sorry, the Instagram posts that I did about an interview, a podcast interview with Nicole Belsmy, she was the one that spoke about the healthy home and how we can create healthy homes. And what she had to say was so powerful. I really wanted that to spread as far as I could make it. And I really had to think, okay, how am I going to do that? And I love the idea of when text is like it's written as you read it. So it's almost like that old fashioned newswire story. And I come from a background of working for a newswire way back, you know, 20 years ago now. And that idea of like the old school journalism where the news, like it would come up, or the telegram or whatever it is, you know, and it would just start to be written as you're reading it. And I love that idea. And to me, it gave it a really kind of news-like edge to have the text running up on the image. And then we just turn that into a reel, because it was just a reel. It's just basically a series of moving images composed together. Sometimes it can be even just a series of still images composed together. So there are so many different ways that you can approach this. And that post, actually, for something that was a text-based post, it really resonated. And so many people shared it, commented on it, saved it. It was, you know, by far one of the best posts that we've had for a text-based image on my Instagram feed. So, you know, that was about coming at it from my unique take and my unique approach. And you just have to find the one that's right for you. So really check in with what resonates the most for you. So, you know, this idea of really connecting with your voice and connecting with the stories and the threads of your signature style, this is something that I teach in the Styling Masterclass, because I really believe that your signature is the foundation to everything you create. And when you create with conviction, then that is when you create content that goes viral. So, you know, I trust that this has been valuable to you. I would love to know, you know, if you found it helpful. But before we do, I just want to review these five ideas, and then it's really important that you commit to trying one of them out. So have a listen again and think about, what is something that I can move into action with? What is something that I can commit to taking action on? So the first idea is to be intentional. And as I mentioned, you really need to create with a clear vision for what you want. When you're intentional, and you create a plan and you have a framework of what you're going to use, then you don't have to focus so much on the logistics of what you're going to post, but you can actually start to get more creative with the content that you create. The second one is to be consistent. So remember that when you're consistent, you start to see patterns of what works and what doesn't, and you have enough data to make a good decision. You won't have any context if you don't create consistently enough. So maybe that's something that you could try. Maybe you can try over the next week to really be more consistent with what you create and what you share and the content that you share. The third one is to know your audience. If you're not focused on who your audience is and what problem they have, well, you're not going to have a business for very long. And you'll have, of course, wasted a huge amount of time and effort. So this is really very particular for people who have, you know, a product or a service-based business, Airbnb, you know, you're an interior designer, perhaps you have an online shop of some sort. You know, you really need to know who your audience is. And you don't have to solve that problem in a serious way, I mean, it can be educational, but it can be inspiring. Or if you're funny, you know, you can use your humor to help solve the problem. But you really need to know your audience. The fourth idea is to reverse engineer the process. And this is another one that's actually a really quick, easy way to taking action towards creating viral content. So as I said, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just have a look around at what other people are doing and what's really working for them and find a way that you can do that. And the fifth and final way that I'm sharing today is to use your unique voice. No one is interested in seeing another copy. That doesn't create compelling content, and people will really stick around when you are your most true self. So I want you to think about which of these strategies you're currently using and where you can make improvements. I trust that this has been helpful. And if it has, I would love if you could take just 2 seconds to quickly leave a quick rating, you know, just click on that 5-star button or write a quick review. Even if you just say, love the episode about viral content, then I will know that this has really helped you and resonated with you. You can just quickly do it right now. Just scroll down and leave a quick review. And don't forget that I'm sharing these ideas and more in the free guide that I've created, which is 9 mistakes keeping you from creating viral content. You can download it right now at nataliewalton.com/content. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I can't wait to connect with you again soon. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.